You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thanks for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. Many of you are joining us for the very first time, and if you are joining us for the very first time this evening, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. I am delighted you're here, and I think you will be too. A couple of quick announcements before we get into our open line show tonight. The first announcement has to do with our free weekly newsletter. It is called the K-Files E-Zine. And I mention it because tonight is Friday, and Friday night is when we begin sending it out each week. So if you have not yet subscribed to the K-Files E-Zine, you want to be sure you do that, and you want to be sure you do that before the show is over, because right after the show is when we begin to send it out. So be sure, if you haven't subscribed, go over to kevinsmithshow.com. It's easy to do. You just look on there. You'll see a little button that says K-Files E-Zine. Click it and subscribe. I've gotten a couple of emails from folks who were under the impression that if they joined our members area, that that meant they're subscribed to K-Files E-Zine. You are not. Okay, those are two separate things, and we have to keep them separate in order to stay legal. You might subscribe to the members area and not want to receive the K-Files E-Zine, you see? And so in order to receive the K-Files E-Zine, you have to subscribe to it. It's free, absolutely free. There are no strings attached, and I invite everyone to do that. Be sure you do. Now, we got some flash messages in last night that I did not get a chance to get into. I didn't forget about them. We're going to talk about some of those tonight. But pardon if you can hear the fire department going past outside. They have to do their job, but it's loud enough that it permeates even into the studio. The flash messages will be read tonight, and we'll talk about them because I think you had some important comments. I didn't overlook them. I just was grappling with all kinds of technical issues here as I was trying to do the show, and I just didn't have time to add checking the flash messages and reading them. And so we'll get to those tonight. Now, you know, there are three types of shows that we do, and one of those is we have a guest on, and I interview the guest, and we talk about that guest's information. We talk about that guest's book or DVD or whatever it is. We also do topical shows where there is no guest, but the topic is the feature, and that's what we did last night. And then we have Open Line Live. That's what we're doing tonight. Open Line Live means that we will talk about whatever is on your mind, whatever it is you want to talk about. You get to choose the topic, and we'll talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. I always bring some things of interest, things that interest me, but I throw those on the table. You throw on the table whatever you want. Now, we have an 800 number. It's a toll-free number. And I'm going to invite you to call that number. We'll put it up on the screen, and I'll announce it after this break. But we invite you to give us a call, and let's talk about the things that are on your mind, except for politics. We're not doing that. All right? We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Now, we sort of have a little bit of a special neat thing here tonight before we open up the telephone lines. Not last night, but the night before, during the show, we got a message at shortly after the show started, and the message was from one of our listeners. He's working out of town and had gotten a message from his wife who lives in Arizona. Well, he lives in Arizona too, but he's out of town working. So he got this message that said that she was seeing something in the sky right as we were speaking, and she has agreed to come on and tell us a little bit about that. I've told you all many times that here in Arizona, we do see things in the sky quite often. So on the phone with me is Gabby, and she is going to share with us what she saw. So, Gabby, first, let me welcome you to the show. Thanks for being with us this evening.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kevin.
What is it that you saw?
Well, it was Wednesday night, approximately about like a little bit after 8 o'clock. I had gone outside of my front house. I usually take out the dogs, you know, the evening. And I was standing there, you know, freezing because, you know, the dogs would take a long time. And I looked up out of the corner of my eye. I saw something flickering. And at first I thought it was a star or maybe an airplane. And upon looking at it further, I noticed that it was flickering different colors. It was changing from blue, red, and it was flickering and pulsating.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I'm like, oh my goodness, what is this? Obviously, it's not a star. So I stopped and started looking at it, and at first I thought maybe it was an airplane or an aircraft. And observed it for a couple of seconds, and it didn't move. It was actually stationary in the sky. Which at that point, you know, I was like, "Oh my God, what am I seeing?" I couldn't believe my eyes. After that, it started wobbling. It really didn't have a smooth flow action, but it started wobbling a little bit to the right a little bit. Once it did that, it started moving, it started pulsating brighter, and it actually got bigger. It looked like it got bigger in size. And at that point, like, okay, well, it's not an aircraft. It's not moving like an aircraft. So what is it? And I was, you know, I observed it, and this went on for maybe about 2 minutes. It did this, and it was pulsing, and it kept moving up and down. And like I said, it wasn't a smooth action. It was kind of just wobbling, you know, it was kind of erratic. At that point, you know, after observing that, I noticed out of the right side, which would be the northwest part of the sky, a small light appear. And it was the same colors as the big object, but just smaller and red. It was pulsating too, and it was coming towards the big object. And it was clipping along pretty quick. I observed it in a matter of a second. It went from, you know, being, it's kind of hard to classify, but it clipped along pretty quickly. You know, within like 2 seconds, it was dead, and, you know, it was right in front of the large object. And once it got to large object, the smaller one started pulsating and moving around erratically and pulsating. At that point, the bigger one stopped pulsating. It stopped moving. It just stopped and got really bright here, which at the very instant, the smaller object moved up, further up, did a 160-degree turn, and all of a sudden, it was bright. The little object was no longer there.
It just blinked out, huh?
It just blinked out. I said, it encircled, or like circled, but that's the bigger one, and it disappeared. There was nothing to be found, but the object at that point started pulsating and started moving, started pulsating and blinking.
So now let me ask you this. Is there anything in your mind that says these might have been airplanes?
Yes. Sometime in my head, I always kind of joke with my husband and tell him that he's always the conspiracy theory and he always, looks at the sky to see if he sees UFOs. And I'm kind of a skeptic. I'm going to be very honest with you. I've been one of those individuals that say, these people that say that, they're a little bit off.
Yeah.
So,
are you aware that the federal government says they exist?
I did not know that.
It's an official report. It's called Project Blue Book. And in Project Blue Book, there are thousands of UFO reports that were investigated, and they explained away almost all of them, but there were about a little over 700. The ones that had the best details, the most details, and observed in many cases by pilots and in many cases by military pilots, they couldn't explain those away. And their report says that, I think it was 712, something like that, that they simply cannot explain, which is the same as saying they are still unidentified flying objects. So they have officially admitted they are real.
It's, until the other night, I really didn't believe. And after seeing that, I told my husband, I was a little unnerved. I actually got a little bit scared. After the pulsating lights got really, bright and thick, it vanished. It just took off straight up and vanished. And
mm-hmm.
I told my husband, I went into my front porch thinking, they're not going to see me. It's not going to help anything. But I really felt unnerved. I felt a little bit unnerved, a little bit scared, and it changes your life. I tell my husband, I never thought something like this would change your life. And I put a couple of individuals at work, and right away they looked at me like, oh my gosh, that's hot. are you sure it wasn't a plane? Are you sure you weren't seeing things? Did you clean your glasses? Everybody about it, but I know what I saw, and that.
Well, the situation with the general public is that so many of them are actually, they think they're well-informed individuals because they watch CNN.
Yeah.
Which, of course, CNN stands for Complete Nonsense Network, in my opinion. But that's just my opinion. But anyway, they think they're so well informed. And the fact is, the American public is woefully uninformed about almost everything. Most people are, when I ask about Project Blue Book, most people don't know about that. And what they think they know is that Project Blue Book proved that UFOs don't exist. What it did was prove they do. But they've been uninformed because they believe what they have seen and heard in mass media. So the American public is woefully uninformed and woefully overestimates their level of information and intelligence on what's going on in the world. But that's why, you know, there are still people that will laugh and chuckle and ridicule about something that has actually been proven, and that is that they do exist. Now, we don't know where they come from, or at least I don't know. We don't know who's driving them, at least I don't know. And maybe someone in our government knows, but the general public doesn't know. But as far as whether they exist or not, that's a done deal. That debate is dead. But people don't know that. And so they still chuckle, you know. But look, I wouldn't worry about that. I think you're doing exactly the right thing, which is, you know, you're sharing your story. And people need to hear it. And sooner or later, probably later, the public will catch up with the truth. So I think you're doing a good thing, and I appreciate you joining us tonight on the show.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed it.
Now, do you mind if I tell people what city this happened over?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right, it's Tucson, right?
Yes, it is. It's Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know how to spell it, it's spelled Tucson.
Tucson, yes.
Yeah, but it's pronounced Tucson. All right, Gabby, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Kevin.
All right, you want to say hello to your husband? I know he's listening.
Hello, Richard. Miss you.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too. Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was something that happened right here in Arizona. It's about 2 hours south of where I am. And that happened Wednesday night. So happened during the show. I found out about it after the show when I started going through all the email. You see, during the show, I read the flash messages unless we're having technical problems. When I'm having problems keeping something going here, then I have to pay attention to that. I don't get to the flash messages, and sometimes I miss telephone calls, frankly, in order to keep broadcasting. But that doesn't happen a lot. It just does happen. And what I've done is I will read flash messages during the show. Flash messages have to come from outside the United States. They have to come from outside of Canada. If you're in Canada or the United States, you call our toll-free number. But if you're outside that area, you can send me a flash message. I don't read any other email during the show. I simply can't. You cannot imagine how busy it is right here just to keep things flying. And so after the show, I read the email that came in during the show, and I found that email about that. And so I appreciate them for sharing that with us. If you see something, if you experience something that's strange and unexplained, pardon me, share it with us. Pardon me while I have some coffee. Share it with us, and let the rest of us know what has happened, okay? Now, our telephone number is 1-800-605-4461, 1-800-605-4461, and we would love to hear from you, whatever is on your mind this evening. A couple of things we're going to get to as well. I have gotten several emails recently from people who want to know, where do I get the music that I play on the show, that I play during the breaks and so forth? And the reason that we get those every once in a while, and the reason is because we have new listeners, you know, all the time, and so they weren't around when I answered it previously. So let me tell you that the music that we use on the show comes from several sources. All of them are independent artists. I do not play music from commercial artists. I play music from independent artists, with a couple of exceptions. Alice Cooper has made some of his music available to be used on indie stations and to be used as you would with independent artists. Deep Purple has done the same thing. And so I use some of their music. But commercial artists are out of the ball game at the Kevin Smith Show. I don't know if I'm going to live through tonight's show or not. We've got something in the air here. But the rest of the music, I get it from GarageBand.com or Music.Podshow.com, and you need to go over and just enjoy it. I mean, there's tons of music over there for you to listen to, all right? We also get some music that is written and sent directly to me, produced and sent directly to me. One of them is from Romania, a musician by the name of Dadumi. And Ray Marquette over in the Dallas-Fort Worth area sends us some music, and we use that. But that's where we get it. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Ryan up in Puget Sound, Washington.
Hi, Ryan.
How you doing?
Doing good, sir. What's going on and what's on your mind?
Well, that was a very interesting call there. She sounds like a very, very smart lady. And I think that she's smart enough to know that what she saw wasn't swamp gas.
I agree with you. Did you notice
that? And it wasn't flares. I don't think it was flares either.
Did you notice the way the telephone was breaking up?
Yeah.
All right. Now, when I called her and talked with her before I brought her on the air, it didn't do that. It started that when we brought her on the air.
Well, that happens to me quite a few times when I call because I'm on a cell phone, and these cell phones are always known to cut out.
Yeah, but she was on a landline.
I want to ask you a question.
All right.
You know Dick Criswell?
Mm-hmm.
He sent you a piece of metal, didn't he?
It's a piece of material.
Material?
Yeah.
I was wondering, one of these days, maybe you might be able to maybe put it in front of the camera and show us what it is.
Are you looking right now at your...
No, I'm not.
Well, I'm going right now to do exactly what you've asked. He sent me a piece of it. I don't know. Let me see. Let me get it in a good position here. I don't know if people can see this. It's going to be blurry. It's a little bit out of focus there. This is a piece of what he sent me. And you can see it's got a little bit of shine to it, a little bit of glint. And silvery in color, and it's very lightweight. It's so lightweight it's almost to have no weight. And he sent me a little piece of it, but that's it. Now I'll tell you what, if you let me try a different camera and see how we do with that. Okay. All right. Let's see. Yeah, people can see a little bit better. This is. Well, there we go. You can see it's a little bit shiny. Now, if you're not looking right now, Ryan, you can watch this, you know, when it says watch latest show, you can watch it and be able to see it. Hey, we're into a break, man. I appreciate the call. Do you want to hang on through the break?
No, I'll leave the phone line for somebody else. You have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks for the call. All right, folks, we'll be back right after. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is open line tonight. That means that we certainly are open to whatever you want to talk about. All you have to do is just call the number that's on your screen, or if you're listening by radio, it is 1-800-605-4461. 1-800-605-4461. And I will be more than happy to discuss whatever it is that's on your mind. Now, we had some flash messages last night that I didn't get to. We had one from Jeff in Tasmania. And he said about the extra loud noise that the scientists found coming from the center of the galaxy. All right, well, let me clarify before I read the rest of that. It's not a noise, and it's not coming from the center of the galaxy. It is a radio signal, and it is six times louder or brighter or stronger, or however you wish to describe it. It is six times more mojo than all of the radio signals in the entire universe. And it's coming from somewhere out there. It's not coming from in our galaxy. And the scientists were attempting to hear the radio signals coming from the very faint radio signals coming from the oldest regions of the universe, trying to peer back into near the Big Bang. And this signal, they got back that far, and this signal blocks it. They cannot hear those faintest signals coming from those early stars, because this signal is six times more powerful than all of the radio signals in the entire universe when you put them all together. So I had a lot of people that wrote and said, well, maybe it's a quasar, maybe it's a black hole, maybe it's, you add all of the radio signals in the universe together. This one is separate and is six times more powerful than all of those put together. So anyway, he says, a couple of years ago, I listened to Dr. Paul LaViolette giving an interview on the Laura Lee Show. He was talking about the pulsar beacons that he says are around the galaxy. He mentions that the beacons use longitudinal waves as a directional beacon. I think that the loud signal that was found could possibly be one of those waves focused on our sun or some star nearby. That would explain the loudness of the signal. Perhaps it's focused on Earth as a water-abundant planet and is therefore used to top up supplies on starships. That could explain the size of some of the ships seen lately in the skies over our planet. Best regards, Jeff from Hobart, Tasmania. Okay, this one from Tim in the Netherlands says, I think the roaring signal is comparable to the idea of dark matter. Well, we're just picking it up because we never tuned into that specific frequency. I think it's been there a long time beforehand, maybe from some natural or artificial explosion that occurred in the galactic neighborhood. Well, it's coming not from our galactic neighborhood. I think it's been there a long time. I think it's probably been there forever. But it's not coming from our galactic neighborhood at all. It's coming from extreme deep space. And they don't know from what. They don't know what's causing it. And they can't actually specifically locate its origin as yet. Now, they may be able to pinpoint its location of origin, but as yet they have not done so. All right, this one from Anthony in the Netherlands. Good evening, Kevin. Okay, I'll tell you what I think, because this is really something that is interesting to talk about. I think that this, quote, sound is the sound of the frequency used by the Creator as being the creation pulse that passes the universe in a harmonical way, like a chord, as in music. It's the music made by the Creator of this universe that keeps the universe as it is and expanding at the same time. It's like a rotating sound. This is happening every X times, as being told in the Nibiru stories, and could mean the start of some exciting times. Well, you know, I thought about something similar to that, Anthony. I didn't mention it on the show, but I did think about something sort of similar to that. That maybe whatever this is something that passes through every so often. And, you know, it makes its way around the universe, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's why we never heard it before. Again, understand this is not a noise. There is no noise in space. Sound waves do not travel in space. And so it's not a noise. It is a radio signal. And this radio signal is massively strong, and it is not coming from anywhere near us. And it's not coming from any known source for radio waves in this universe. So, but it obviously is coming from somewhere, from something that's generating it. And I think that is really an interesting thing. Okay, let's see. I think that's all of them. Yep, that's all for yesterday. I invite you, if you are outside of the United States, if you are outside of Canada, I invite you to give us a call and to just tell us what it is you want to talk about. It is Open Line Live, so, I mean, you know, if you want to talk about ghosts, we'll talk about ghosts. If you want to talk about EVPs, we'll talk about EVPs, ESP. If you want to talk about ET, we'll talk about ET. All the alphabets, all right? UFOs, maybe you have seen something. I was in our chat room. I'm always in our chat room on the first Saturday night of each month, and I was there. And one of our chatters there said that he actually had been to the doorway down in South America, the Stargate, with Jerry Wills, and that he actually went inside the doorway. And I asked him to come on and talk with us about it. He was a little nervous to do so, but I hope maybe one day he will. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent. How are you doing?
Just fine. I'm thinking about that radio frequency they're picking up.
Yeah.
Could it be... I'm just thinking, with us coming close to the galactic medium, could there be a tear in the fabric of space, and that's what we're picking up?
Well, I guess it could be. I think, now, you know, I'm speculating like everyone else, but I think it does have something to do, or very well could have something to do, with us approaching the galactic medium. Why have we never picked it up before? Well, we've never, in modern times, we've never been close to the galactic medium.
We've been close, just not this close.
Well, we've been, your entire life, you've been further than you were today. Because we've been moving toward the galactic medium. And so I think maybe we are just now getting close enough that they're able to pick this thing up, whatever it is.
That's what I mean. We've been getting closer to it for about 13,000 years, isn't it?
26,000. Close to 20.
We do it every 26,000, so
mm-hmm.
We go away from it for 13 and come towards it for 13.
Well, there you go.
That's just my thought.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks for the call.
Yeah, bye.
All right, bye. That's Brent in Wyoming. Yeah, like I said, and I say it all the time, in the absence of evidence, all speculation is on the table, and it's all fair game. There's not any speculation that isn't fair game whenever the information's not available to us. Speculation is what we do to try and fill in the blanks and say, well, could it be this? Could it be that? We don't know. Now, we are moving toward the galactic medium. I described it last night as if you think of the galaxy that we're in, which is the Milky Way, if you think of it as a platter, and it's sort of a platter. So you think of it as a platter. Well, around the outside of that platter, around the edge of the platter, that is the medium. That's the equator for the galaxy. And so if this is the edge of the platter, our sun, dragging all the planets with it, bobs up and down like this as it moves through the galaxy, as it moves around the galaxy. So it moves below the galactic medium or the galactic equator, and then it comes back up, and it moves through the galactic medium, and it's above it for a while, and then it moves back down. So we're moving up toward the galactic medium. We will begin passing through the galactic medium in 2012. And so I'm just speculating. It's just speculation, but it makes sense to me that there may be some things that go on in that region of the galaxy that we've never detected before because we haven't been close enough to it to detect it. That could be the case. I don't know. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? All right. The caller is not there. All right. The telephone number is 1-800-605-4461. 1-800-605-4461. Now, this radio signal is certainly a mysterious, but it is also not the only mystery that we've run into in the past couple of years. I'll share one with you in a minute. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
My name is Steve.
Steve?
Yes.
And you're calling from where? Okay, Steve, let's try it again. I've adjusted your volume. You're Steve, and you're calling from what state?
I'm actually Bob. I go by Bob, but my real name's Steve.
Okay. Well, what do you want me to call you, Bob or Steve?
Bob's fine.
All right, Bob. And from what state are you calling?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
All right. What's on your... Well, the break is taking over. You want to hang on while we do the break?
Yeah.
Yeah, just hang on, and I'll get to you right after the break, all right? All right, folks, we have to step away for just a couple of minutes, and we'll be back more with your calls right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we are open line tonight. On the telephone with me is Bob from Knoxville, Tennessee. Bob, sorry we had to cut it short, but the floor is yours, sir.
I was just going to comment. I had a very I'm sort of lost here with this. I'm a very avid snowblader. And I was wondering how Chad's Gap was formed. I don't know if it's by any astrology means or if it was...
You want to know how what was formed?
Chad's Gap.
What is Chad's Gap? Inform us.
It's more of a snowblading euphoria. It's this giant geologic, like a, I don't know, some geologic type of jump that
okay
to the earth, and it's about 200 feet long.
And is it is there something particularly strange about it as opposed to other places you would go snowboarding?
Yes, there's everybody that seems to jump it either breaks their ankles or I don't know. It's in Utah. I just can't find out where. I've seen pictures of it, and I don't know if there's any Google Earth, people out there that could find it for me.
Okay. Well, I have no idea, honest to God, about Chad's Gap. But, I mean, what do you think? You think it was formed by, volcanoes?
I think aliens actually formed it. It's really weird looking. It usually you can see it a lot better in the winter. A bunch of snowbladers go out and try to jump it and usually end up with broken ankles.
Okay. Well, maybe somebody out there knows. I don't.
Just do a simple Google search on it, and pictures will come up. It looks like it's some type of alien-made feature there.
All right. Well, listen, man, thanks for the call. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am, actually.
All right. A little applause for you. We appreciate it. I hope you'll call again.
All right. I want to give out a shout-out to Ski the 49th.
All right. Thanks for the call. All right. The telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 1-800-605-4461. 1-800-605-4461. And we will be glad to take your call. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Tim in Anchorage, Alaska.
Hi, Tim. Go ahead. You're on the air.
All right. This is a reply to Bob, and I have heard of Chad's Gap. It's sort of an underground thing. I'm also a snowblader as well, and I heard it got blown up. Yeah.
All right. 1-800-605-4461. 1-800-605-4461. And we will be glad, you know, open line, right? All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Bob from California. I'm going to turn your volume up. Hang on. All right, Bob. You're on, sir.
I was doing a little bit of research into the signal that they picked up that was six times louder than normal. I came up with some interesting theories based on something that you had mentioned in the show.
All right.
You were mentioning how everything's kind of rotating around in a saucer-like fashion. One thing that hit me right away was the fact that whether or not we're at the galactic medium, we could be bobbling up and down at the same time something else is, and possibly, getting more in a parallel state to accept those waves and be able to chart those, not necessarily on the medium, but anywhere, you know, if that body happened to be coming in the same kind of line that we're coming in with, even if we're going in opposite directions.
So you're saying as we're bobbing up and down, this may be something that also is bobbing up and down, and we're just sort of now even with it where we can receive the signal.
Yeah, that was the first thing that caught my eye regarding the show. But the one thing that I found that was really interesting was some guy that was talking about on the Internet. And he was saying back in around 82 to 83, IRIS was using to chart the cosmic microwave background radiation.
Yeah.
And when the story first came out, apparently there was a scientist that said he reported... the lead scientist initially reported heavenly body had been detected so close to our solar system that all that was left was to name it. Shortly thereafter, due to external influences, the story was redacted, whatever that means. So I was reading some more on some other different theories, and somebody had mentioned how the solar flares and things have died down on the sun lately.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting because at this time that it's died down, we're starting to pick this up. Somebody said that maybe for the first time we're picking it up because these solar flares and electromagnetic radiation, it kind of pollutes this whole area usually with different storms, and now that it's died down so much, that could contribute to the fact that we just picked it up now. So you put all those things together, we're picking up new waves, things are bouncing around, and there was a scientist in 82, 83 on the IRA reports that first said there's a heavenly body so huge out there, all that's left is to name it.
And, yeah, that's true, and that was reported in the Washington Post or the Washington Times. I forget which one. and then it was picked up by a bunch of other newspapers, and then the story died, just like you said.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of stories die once you start wondering what's going on.
Yeah, isn't it the truth? Hey, Bob, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
All right. Good thoughts. All right, 1-800-605-4461. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Good evening, my old amigo. This is Gary from New York.
Hi, Gary from New York. How are you?
I'm just standing. How are you tonight,
Outstanding, Kevin? Outstanding. Thanks for asking.
Okay, we've only have 1,441 days, 12 hours, and 13 minutes, and 40 seconds and count till the end of the universe, the end of our world. That's our 2012 challenge.
Do you think it's actually going to end at that time?
Oh, for many millions of people, it will end before that.
That's true. But what do you think about the 2012 prophecy? Do you think December 21st, 2012 is the end?
No, I'm with you. We've talked about this in the past. You're planning on a party?
Yes, I am.
And you're still planning on it?
I am indeed.
I plan on being there with you just to meet you and shake your hand and give you a brotherly hug. And I don't want no funny stuff from you when we do that.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Look, I'm going to be hosting a party, a 2012 party. And if the end comes, it'll come for us during the party, and we'll go out happy.
That's my old amigo.
Yeah.
I'm glad you still feel that way.
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to happen, but it might. It could.
Well, Kevin, there's millions of people that are going to see 2012. The end is coming before then. This planet will be here.
Yeah. I think so.
This planet will be here in whatever way, shape, and form. It'll just still be here.
I think so. I don't think it's all over.
Hopefully we can cross the ocean together and get to meet. And I hope you just don't plan any funny stuff when we do meet.
No, all that's going to happen at this party is lots of music and good drinks, good food. And people that like to dance, there'll be plenty of that going on. And we're just going to have a good time.
Like I say, my amigo, we've got to get there first.
That's right. Save your pennies, man. It's coming.
Okay, Kevin. Good night. It's excellent show tonight.
Thanks. I appreciate it. All right. What do you think? What's on your mind? It's Open Line Live. And we have a break coming up. And when this break is over, we're going to continue taking your telephone calls. We won't take any during the break. But, look, the 2012 thing, I don't ridicule the idea that something cataclysmic is going to happen. I don't ridicule that idea. I see no evidence for it. But I could be wrong. And we may, in fact, experience some great cataclysm December the 21st, 2012. It might happen. And I'm not going to ridicule the idea. I'm not going to poo-poo the idea. It could be right on target. We'll all find out at the same time, won't we? All right, folks, we're going to take a break. And when we come back from this break, we're going to continue taking your calls. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are open line live tonight. That means we'll talk about whatever is on your mind as long as it's not politics. So, you know, if you want to, like I said, you want to talk about ghosts, you want to talk about UFOs, you want to talk about extraterrestrials, alien abduction, ESP, telekinesis, whatever it is that's on your mind, all you have to do is push the magic numbers on that telephone, 1-800-605-4461. That's toll-free in the United States and Canada. Or you can send me a flash message, and if you're out, you can send a flash message if you're not in the United States and you're not in Canada, all right? To do that, you just go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and you scroll down, and you'll see a link that says flash messages. It's in green. You can't miss it. And we will be more than happy to hear what's on your mind. Now, you know, this radio signal, it's something they have never, ever, ever run into before. It absolutely surprised them. But it's not the only surprise they've run into in recent days being in the past, you know, 2 or 3 years. Maybe 3 years. Baltimore, Maryland is where this story comes out of, and it has to do with a mysterious flash of light from somewhere near or far. Again, they don't know, but out there in the universe. And the astronomers, it was picked up by, first detected by NASA's Hubble Space Telescope in 2006. There was this brilliant flash of light, and it increased in intensity for 100 days and then decreased in intensity for 100 days and then disappeared. They have not been able to figure out what it was. It doesn't fit any known anything that they have ever experienced before. It's not a quasar. It's not something going supernova. They don't know what it was. And it says the spectral fingerprints of light coming from the object, whatever it was, cataloged as SCP-06F6, also have eluded identification as being due to any specific element. One guess is that the features are red-shifted molecular carbon absorption lines in a star roughly 1 billion light years away. So they just fired off a guess, but they have no idea. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Simon Dumont.
Simon?
Yes.
Okay, and where are you calling from, Simon?
I'm calling from Frisco, Colorado.
All right, sir. What's on your mind? All right. Well, we got some guys that want to play jokes tonight. No doubt in the employ of some other talk show. But, you know, what you guys need to realize is that your telephone number shows up. And I push a button and it traces to your location if I need to do that. Now, you want to keep playing, go ahead. But check the front of your telephone book, because there is something in there about the federal laws about, you know, misuse of a telephone and, you know, $10,000 fine, 5 years in prison. Go ahead. All right. 1-800-605-4461. 1-800-605-4461. And we would be more than happy to take your call and to hear what you've got to say, so long as you're sane. You know, if you want to play jokes with us and, you know, use up our radio time and use up our toll-free time and, you know, you want to harass the show, go ahead. You know, I spent my life in court. You're dead wrong if you think I'm afraid to go back. And I haven't lost a case yet, so, I mean, do what you want to do. Yeah, the searches through various astronomical survey catalogs for this bright flash of light have failed to turn up anything that makes sense to them. They have no idea what it is. All right, Clearwater, Florida, your first name. And, well, we already know Clearwater, Florida. Go ahead, your first name.
Hi, it's Errol.
Terrell?
No, Errol. Errol from New Jersey, actually.
Errol, okay. From New Jersey, okay. Well, it, I'm looking at the wrong screen there. Okay, Errol from New Jersey, and what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I just want to say I'm sorry about all these crackpots out there.
Oh, yeah, well, you know.
It's Friday night.
It is Friday night, and remember, these are the people who are the future of America, so we're in good hands.
It's scary. But I just wanted to comment, on the this galactic meridian that we're supposed to be coming into.
Yeah.
Is that proven?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do they actually know that? Oh, so that's actually going to happen.
Oh, yeah. That's just an astronomical sort of a fact. Yeah, it's proven. We pass through this every we go through that galactic medium every 26,000 years. So, you know, it's not like this is our first time through it.
Only because you hear so many things that's going to happen. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. And I was just wondering if that was actually, you know, proven.
Well, yeah, going through the galactic medium is. That is a real deal. That's for sure. All the speculations about what's going to happen to us as we go through it are speculations. There's no one living on the planet that was alive the last time we went through it 26,000 years ago. So there's, you know, it's all speculation about what will we experience. I don't think we're going to experience anything that's vastly different from what we experienced today. But I could be wrong.
I agree. I think it's just going to be nothing.
Yeah, well, you know, we might have, for instance, we might have increased meteor showers. We might have some disruption of communication satellites or something like that. But as far as like, you know, earth busting cataclysms, I just don't get it. I don't see it. But it could happen. I mean, I wasn't alive the last time we went through this, so I could be wrong.
And, also I want to comment, on your show the other night that this British person that got busted for, hacking our computers.
Yeah. Gary McKinnon.
Right. Now, here's a guy that said he, you know, he was only doing it to get info on, you know, UFOs and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's a 56K, he didn't get any kind of photo or anything. Even a spreadsheet wouldn't take that long, really, to download on a 56K. That's what I find, you know, really odd. So I think he should cook.
I think he's going to. I do find it odd, though, that they're talking about a possible 70 years when you have all these people that did, for instance, Kevin Mitnick did his crimes on the internet for 10 years, and he did 5 years and 8 months. And they said he was the most wanted internet criminal in U.S. history. And with McKinnon, they're talking about 70 years. I find that to be really out of balance. It's not that I'm saying he shouldn't get it, but I'm just saying, you know, when you look at them, that imbalance makes you raise an eyebrow and say, what in the heck did he actually see? It must be very important, whatever it is he saw.
Right. Well, I just wanted to say my piece about him. I still think he should have some kind of if I would have done something like that, I would at least have that spreadsheet or at least one photo.
Well, now the spreadsheet, he did download the spreadsheet, but that's in the possession of the I think the FBI, whoever it is that went over there and did the investigation. They've confiscated his computer and files and all this stuff, and yeah, they've got that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Kev, thanks for a great show.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Yeah. Gary McKinnon. Now, some people think he ought not to get anything. And, you know, I made my position pretty clear on that. I think he should. He illegally went into computers, knowing he was illegally doing it, and has admitted that he did it. And I think he should be punished for that. But when you look at those sentences, you know, you have Kevin Mitnick, who was the most wanted internet criminal in the history of the United States. And he gets 5 years, and he does 5 years and 8 months. When you've got that, and then you're looking at McKinnon, and you're saying, okay, well, he might get up to 70 years. 7-0, 70 years. There's a quite obvious imbalance between the two. Now, whatever it is that McKinnon did, he did it in the space of a year and a half, 2 years. Kevin Mitnick did his stuff over a 10-year period. And, you know, he just didn't he didn't get much time at all compared to what they're talking about with McKinnon. And so when you look at that imbalance, it does appear that perhaps McKinnon saw something that is excessively important. Was it UFO information? Maybe. I don't know. He says so. I'm inclined not to believe much that he says because of that message that he left in a computer saying that his name was Solo, and that's what he called himself, Solo, and that he was doing what he was doing because of his opposition to U.S. foreign policy, and that he would continue to disrupt at the highest levels. Now, that's a quote. I will continue to disrupt at the highest levels. So in saying that, you see, he is admitting that he knows that what he was doing was disruptive. I will continue to disrupt. That's an admission that he knows that what he was doing was disruptive. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is David from North Carolina.
Hi, David.
Hi, good to hear from you. Enjoying the show.
Outstanding. What's on your mind?
You know, I've heard so many people tonight talking about 2012, and I just wanted to share. I had seen something just this week that perhaps your audience might enjoy. I certainly did. It was totally different from what everybody else kind of painting the doom and gloom for 2012. This was a refreshing 180 outlook on it. It was a series of 12 videos on YouTube. And if you search for the numbers, the 2012, then Enigma by David Wilcock, W-I-L-C-O-C-K. It was probably over an hour's worth of content. And
What was different about that that was refreshing to you?
Well, you know, it kind of talked about, the pineal gland. That's a little tiny gland in your brain, which he was associating with, like, the third eye.
Yeah.
And then also making a lot of analogies with the pine cone, and then showing how that's used throughout all the different cultures, societies, even today. I won't go into it. You'll see it when you watch that.
Well, what does it say is going to happen? Or is this going to be cataclysmic?
Yes. See, one thing you mentioned is like remote viewers cannot see beyond 2012. If there's a bubble, and they hit that, and they can't see it. It's almost as if he has some other, I don't know, this makes it seem like he has some divine knowledge. You know, I don't know where it's coming from, but who knows?
I'll take a look at it.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
He says, as if we ascend, we that third eye becomes active, and we have like mental powers, telekinetic powers, ability to read minds, communicate with other people, ability to transport ourselves to other places? Is this we're no longer bound by our body,
mm-hmm.
spiritual? And they talk a lot about molecules and atoms, and it gets pretty technical.
I'll take a look at that. I have not. I have received emails encouraging me to go take a look at it, but I have not done so simply because of time. But I will try to do so. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, while the K-Files e-zine is still being sent, I'll take the time to go over and take a look at that.
That sounds great. Maybe he could be a guest on your show sometime, Kevin.
Yeah, I've made a note here, David Wilcock, and we'll check into that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, folks, what's on your mind? It's Open Line Live at the Kevin Smith Show, and that means we'll talk about whatever is on your mind. You may have noticed that tonight we don't have those beeps coming in as other calls come in. That is because a telephone system that we had ordered has finally arrived, and we are now on that new system. I do have to keep looking down because this new system doesn't have the blinking lights that I'm used to when a call comes in, and I'll have to install one externally. So I have to look down at a screen to watch and see when a call comes in. So I apologize for those of you who are watching. Those of you who are listening, it's not bothering you at all, and that's the way it should be. The 2012 thing, you know, it's very, very high on the interest scale, not just for our audience, but for people all around this world. 2012 is a big subject. It's even getting the attention a little bit of some of the major media. And in general, they scoff at it like they do everything else. But, you know, at least it's rising to the level of getting their attention. Now, the reason that I say that I'm not convinced that it's going to be an earth-busting cataclysm is because of several prophecies. First of all, there are a lot of prophecies that say that it is going to be an earth buster. But there are a lot of prophecies that look beyond and say, no, not yet. The earth will continue. Human life will continue. And, you know, we're going to go through a little bit of a rough time, but it'll all continue. Nostradamus is one of those who looks beyond 2012, and he's somewhere in 3750 or something out there, 37 something, is when he says that it comes to an end. The prophecies that are in the Bible go way beyond that. They do talk about some really cataclysmic events happening, but not earthbusters. And then it describes, whether you believe the Bible or not, I mean, you know, what's written there is still written there. And after these earth cataclysms, but not earth-busting, I mean, it doesn't kill all life on the planet and things like that. But after these really tough times, there's at least 1,000 years more that prophecies in the Bible say that the earth continues. So that would put us into at least, if it happens in 2012, that would put us into at least 3012, wouldn't it? 1,000 years more. So I'm just not convinced. There are prophecies that take us beyond 2012, just as there are prophecies that end it all in 2012. So you pay your money, you take your choice, and I choose to think we're going to make it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Clay from Arkansas. I'm going to take it real slow and talk to you real nice and take it easy with you. I'm the one that stuttered a little bit the other night. I mean, about 2 weeks ago.
All
right. But anyway, yeah, to tell you what I mean. A couple weeks ago, you were talking about the flipping of magnetic poles. You had that guy on.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Back in the 70s, there was two guys that basically received a government grant. And now they, with 2x4s and a bunch of other equipment, they basically made this CAT scan device. And basically what they found out was there's a magnetic pole between inside your brain as strong as the North and South Pole. And I was wondering if there's a flipping of the magnetic poles, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
What this might do to man. You know,
I don't know, man. It may make us all walk on our heads.
Animals have this, too.
Yeah, it could, could make us walk on our heads.
Yeah, it could.
I mean, it could be like vertigo.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, anyway, that was all I had to say.
Oh, well, now let me ask you this, because you've been thinking about this. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think that that's going to flip in our heads as well?
I have no idea. You know, it might throw us back to, at least I can chip our heads, but I mean, it might throw us back to Stone Age, you know?
Yeah, it might. It might. Yeah. Clay?
So I'll be prepared for it. I can chip our heads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clay, thanks for the call.
You have a good night.
All right. Yeah, well, what about that? What do you think? Pole shift. Now, see, that's one of the things that people talk about, that might be what's coming in 2012, a pole shift. Okay. If it happens, then what? I mean, what does that mean for us? Some people think that, you know, this 2012 thing is really, really going to be cataclysmic. And, I mean, there are people just almost horrified about 2012. Even, folks, look, even if it's the end, I don't think it is, but even if it is, you can't stop it. So why worry about it? I have a friend who used to tell me that, you know, he said, he was a Mexican-American. He said, you know, there's an old Mexican saying, if your problem has a solution, why worry about it? On the other hand, if it has no solution, why worry about it? We're going to take a break. We'll take this call that's on hold right after the break, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Let's go to the phone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Jared from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay, Jared, what's on your mind this evening?
You know, I was just wondering, with the Glasgow alignment, if it really is going to shift the poles and mess with what that guy was saying about the magnetism in your brain, I was just wondering, like, would you lose sense of direction? I mean, how would you get to Chad's Gap in the bottom of Alta? I was just wondering, like, would you know?
Okay, let me answer that for you. The last four digits of your phone number are 7943. You're calling from Greensburg, Pennsylvania. If I need to track you down to stop this nonsense, trust me, I will, and I know who's behind it. All right. The telephone number is 1-800-605-4461. 1-800-605-4461. And, I understand, you know, I understand the person that's behind it. I know who's behind it. And I understand what it's like because I've seen it. to be a failure at something, an abject failure at something you really wanted to do. I've seen people do that. And then be jealous of people that are successful at it. But harassment does carry jail time. It does carry penalties up to $10,000. And, you know, you get to decide. If you need me to do that, keep it up. I know how to do it. I have before, and I will again. And if that's what you need, keep it going. All right, 1-800-605-4463. 1-800-605-4463. And we'll talk about whatever's on your mind, provided you have one. If you're one of those people who has none, don't call us. All right, but if you have one, give us a call. There are a lot of mysteries, lots and lots of mysteries out there about our universe. Our universe is a mystery. And, you know, the fact is that the scientists who have sort of sat on this pinnacle and sort of, you know, they've sort of been prognosticating, and they've sort of been declaring this to be true and that to be true, it's being proven day by day by day that they really didn't know what they were talking about. And, you know, some of them are saying, well, the universe has thrown us a new curve. This is something absolutely new and different. I don't think it's new and different. I think they just missed it. And whenever you are sitting as king of the hill of scientific knowledge, you really cannot admit that you missed something this big if you want to stay on top of the hill, if you want to be the king of the hill. So you have to say it's something new. It's not new. It is something that has been with us for a long, long time. It's been, that radio signal has been out there, I am absolutely convinced it's been out there since the Earth first formed, maybe before. Now, what's wrong with just saying, well, we have newly detected this. We didn't know it was out there, but it is, and we have detected it. There's nothing wrong with saying that. But when you've been acting as if you've got all the answers, and you've been talking down to people who want to step across the boundaries and explore new possibilities, and, you know, you've maybe even possibly even ruined the scientific careers of some scientists that said, you know what, we don't think these so-called laws of physics or laws of thermodynamics are actually correct. We think there's something else going on here. And you've ruined their careers. Now you can't say, you know what, I missed this. The biggest radio signal in the whole universe, and we missed it. And I think there's some of that going on. In some cases, not in every case, but in some cases, I think there's some of that going on. This is not new. Whatever it is that's going to happen in 2012 is not new. The Earth passes through that galactic medium every 26,000 years. And the Earth has experienced whatever happens when you go through that galactic medium every 26,000 years, for as long as the Earth has been around, it's been doing that motion up through the galactic medium and back down through the galactic medium. And so whatever it is that happens when you go through the galactic medium is not new to this planet. There are people who think there were no humans alive 26,000 years ago. I think the evidence is absolutely rock solid that there were people alive on this planet more than 26,000 years ago. And they left drawings, they left petroglyphs, in some cases some writings, some descriptions, and though maybe not extant, not current writings, but the stories were handed down and eventually made them into writing as to what has happened. The point is, human life survived, and I think human life is going to survive this passage through the galactic medium. I think we may see some rather spectacular things. I think we may see some things that are maybe even a little bit frightening, but I don't think we're looking at an earthbuster. But if we are, if I'm wrong, and we're facing an earthbuster, if that's the case, we're all going to know it at the same time. Now, when I say I'm going to be having a 2012 party, I'm not joking, and I'm not trivializing. What I want to do is be celebrating the moment that it comes, that it passes, and that we survived it. I want us to be celebrating surviving. And so that's what I intend to be doing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I will be doing that. All right? What do you think about all of that? 1-800-605-4461. Now, you may think that it's really going to be an earthbuster, and if that's what you think, I would like to hear from you, and I would like to hear why you think it's going to be. You may be correct. I may be all wet on this. But, again, that's what Open Line Live is all about. Now, I guess whenever said what I said to this last ostrich that called, it must have scared folks. I don't trace anything, but we do, because of legal responsibilities, have the ability to do it. And it's already been done in this last Joker's case. So we have the name the telephone is registered to and the address, and we also have the all the pertinent information. And that may scare some of you. You don't need to do that. You don't need to be scared, because unless you're trying to disrupt the show, we're never going to do that. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Kevin. This is Kevin from Northern Alberta. Top of the new year to you.
Well, thank you. How are you doing, Kevin?
We're doing well. Cold and snowy, but that's okay. Tis the season.
Yeah. How cold is it?
Anywho.
How cold is it there?
It's been around minus 26 to minus 35 this year, and it's that's pretty cold. We normally don't get down that low, so to heck with global warming.
Okay. Good. Well, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to talk a little bit about 2012. No matter what's going to happen, don't raise your expectations too high, because you might get your serenity knocked out from underneath you.
Yeah? So what does that mean? What do you think? You think it's going to be an earthbuster?
It may be an earthbuster, or it might be a time of new consciousness. That idea is floating around there, too, that we're going to enter some kind of universal consciousness and meld it with our own. So, you know, I'm kind of swaying that way, if anything.
You know, I had a person tell me, and I do not have permission to give all the details, but I had a person that told me that he was told by some interesting people on the inside of something, that's all I can say, that they are aware that we have 12 strands of DNA. Only two are active. And that they are also aware that when we pass through this galactic medium, it will activate all of those 12 strands. And they're not real sure what that means or what it's going to do for us.
maybe the space noise has something to do with it. It's possible, and we're speculating that it's going to get louder as we get closer.
Could be. Could be. But, you know, 12 strands of DNA, and we're going to get all of them activated. Only two are working right now, and they all get activated. Who can predict what that may do to us or for us as a race of living beings? You know, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. It might unlock a lot of potential that we don't even know we have. And for some people, there's only one strand of DNA working tonight.
Well, especially after I warned earlier that we have that capability. And, you know, if they had any sense, they would know what my history is. You know, I spent my life putting criminals in jail. And some of the worst ones on the planet. And I've yet to lose a case. So, I mean, if they really want to play, welcome to my world.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Thanks for the call. All right. 1-800-605-4461. 1-800-605-4461. And it is Open Line Live. Well, see, it's not just the prophecies from the Mayans that talk about 2012. A lot of other prophets have prophesied. And by the way, can I say something here about that word prophesied? I watch television and hear them say prophesized. That is not even a word. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and Open Line Live. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Tony in Joliet.
Hello, Tony. How are you doing?
Oh, well, thank you very much. How have you been? I haven't talked to you in a few months.
It's been a while. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first and foremost, you're looking quite well, and I hope Juniors had a happy holiday season.
Well, I did okay. I don't get holidays, and I was 8,000 miles from my family, but we got through it. And thanks for the well wishes.
Okay, well, great. Well, I'm sorry you missed your family, but I'm glad you got.
Oh, I've been doing that ever since I made the ill decision to return to the United States.
Fair enough. I was just curious on your take of this whole turbine thing in Northern England and the UFO.
I don't know. It's very curious. You're referring to the pictures that I showed last night and the story I talked about. They saw lights in the sky near the turbines. And then in the morning, one of the turbines had been essentially destroyed by something running into the blades.
Yeah, I didn't catch the show last night. I just saw it on the internet today.
I see. And yeah, I showed pictures of that last night. The, you know, here's the thing. On the one hand, the insurance company says, well, you know, it's not a normal, usual thing to happen, but it happens five or six times a year. And they insure 25,000 turbines around the world. And they say five or six times a year this happens. Okay, but that doesn't tell you anything. Does that mean UFOs are running into these turbines five or six times a year? Or is there some natural cause? Because they didn't tell us, well, it happens five or six times a year, and we have found it's caused by this. They didn't say that. So, again, without information and evidence, speculation's on the table. All right. So if it was UFOs, and there were UFOs in the area, there are witnesses that saw them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to ask yourself, what's the deal that these UFOs are running into turbines? I mean, these guys are supposed to be, you know, highly advanced. Yeah. If they're out there in these UFOs, they can't see wind turbines?
Correct. Just, you know, distances and whatnot, and all of a sudden they hit one lone turbine, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, so I'm baffled by it. I don't know what to think about it. I think there were UFOs in the area because there are witnesses to that. Is that the cause of the damage to the wind turbine? Well, I don't know. That's very puzzling.
Yeah, but there was enough damage done to it by the photos that I saw that it wasn't just a bird that hit it.
No, if that was a bird that caused that, you want to make sure you...
Big albatross.
Yeah, well, you need to stay away from birds, you know, if it's one of those.
Yeah.
Because these are huge turbines, and it was massive damage. So, yeah, I think something big hit it. But then you got, like I said, you got to wonder, what's the deal that the UFOs can't see a wind turbine?
Yeah.
So if they can't, and if they're hostile...
I kind of think it might have been like... on like a fighter aircraft, like a drop tank or something like that.
Yeah, well, but they didn't find a tank. They didn't find anything except the blade that was torn off, and then, of course, the damage to the blade that was still up.
Yeah.
And so they didn't find any evidence of anything on the ground.
Or so they say.
Well, yeah, you know.
There's that to be considered.
Yeah. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Okay, and I hope you have a great year, and it's great talking to you again. My tower has been down, so I haven't caught the show in a bit, but it was great that the first time I got my tower back, that Snope and Line night, and I do appreciate you taking my call.
All right, sir. Thank you. All right. We are on final approach, meaning, of course, we have only a few minutes left, but I will be glad to take one more call. And the telephone number is 1-800-605-4461. 1-800-605-4461. All right. The 2012 thing, you know, I do want to continue with that for just a moment and say that, you know, I don't know why, I don't understand why, but it seems to sort of be part of human nature that we want something to scare us. We want something to worry us. We want something to be fretful over. I think that's what the 2012 thing is more than anything. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Millie from L.A.
Okay, this is who?
Millie.
Millie?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Millie. What's on your mind?
I want to get off this topic a little bit because I want to talk about something else.
All right, let me adjust your volume just a bit here, okay? Now we should be able to hear you better.
Okay. First of all, I'm 58 years old and I live by myself, and I have a lot of time in my hands to think, and I'm always thinking about weird stuff. And I was, these last few days, I've been thinking about something and I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay, you're going to have to speak directly into your phone. We're barely getting you.
Okay. You know how civilization reaches a certain peak, and then for some reason something happens, and this civilization is destroyed.
Yeah.
when this terrible thing happens, obviously there are survivors.
Okay.
Among the survivors, there will be like doctors and scientists and artists and you know, many kinds of people will be alive with special abilities, right?
Okay.
They would have to start all over again with primitive things. Like, they wouldn't have paper to write on. They would have to be, you know, writing on the walls of caves or something what happened, they wouldn't have got building materials, so they would go back to primitive caves to live in for shelter. I think that, you know how they found these batteries, these old batteries?
Yeah.
And people are saying, you know, how did these primitive people, you know, we found a battery, oh my God, in that time, you know. Well, you know, those are survivors from an advanced civilization that had very little means to do things with, and they were able to, you know, make up this little battery with little things that they could find.
Uh-huh.
Actually found a quartz watch thousands of years buried. A mm-hmm. quartz watch.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you know, the primitive people didn't do it. These were just people, survivors from another civilization that tried to, you know, bring up with whatever they knew, try to start all over again.
Well, you know, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I think the evidence is strong that there have been highly advanced civilizations living on this planet millions of years ago. And, you know, what you're saying to me certainly sounds plausible, sounds as if it could be.
It's like a circle. Like, for example, those drawings that they found in Egypt about helicopters and planes.
Yeah.
Those are people that probably didn't have the means to make a helicopter, but they drew it to try to tell us, you know, we had this.
Uh-huh.
It's part of us, you know?
Yeah. It could be. And as I say, it certainly sounds plausible, and it could be, you know, that a lot of ancient civilizations may have been very, very advanced and simply lost it all in a cataclysm. Hey, thanks for the call. The end of the show has come, and I hope you'll call us again. All right, folks, that's a wrap. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.